I'm talking with Mrs. Fred Hick.
Wick.
Mrs. Fred Wick. And what is your given name?
Agnes.
Agnes. Okay, now Agnes, where were you born?
Detroit.
Okay, and then you lived in Detroit till you got married?
No. We moved to Plymouth.
Oh, uh-huh.
And my dad had a farm in Plymouth.
Okay.
And then I met my husband when I lived there.
Oh.
And we got married.
And you got married in Plymouth?
No, we got married in Milford.
Oh, Milford, okay.
Uh-huh.
And then where did you live after you got married?
First place we lived was at Nine Mile Road.
Okay.
It's Farmington Hills now, but then it was Northville Mish Route 2.
I see, okay. And then you lived there for a few years?
Just for 3 years.
And then you moved to?
Northville on 7 Mile Road.
Right where the Highland Shopping Center is now?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And that was all what then?
It's all farms.
All farms.
Uh-huh.
How about 7 Mile? Was it a paved road then?
Yes, it was paved.
Okay.
But it didn't come through down here. We had to go around through Northville and then on 7 Mile. This road wasn't down here then.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, then that was really a roundabout way.
Uh-huh.
You have to jog now, but you'd
uh-huh.
have to go way around.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you lived there till when?
Till 3 years.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay.
And then we bought this place here on Fairbrook.
I see. Okay, now, were your children all born here on Fairbrook?
No, only one. Three were born on 7 Mile Road and
uh-huh.
the rest in Farmington.
I see, okay. And they all live near you now? This area. Do they live in this area? Okay, they all really grew up here while you were on Fairbrook.
They all grew up here. They all went to Northville School.
Uh-huh. What was the school they went to, the high school here then?
Just Northville High School.
The same one?
No, it was just up here on Katy Street.
I see.
That was the Northville grade school,
uh-huh.
and the high school was both there.
Uh-huh. Now, your husband worked here in Northville?
No, he worked for Wayne County Parks for 37 years.
Oh, that's a good long time. Yes, did he get to retire?
Yes.
Oh, that was nice.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, while you were living here and your children were growing up, can you remember anything that sort of stood out, like some of the things your children did or activities, anything like that?
Well, some of the boys played basketball. My one daughter was majorette in the Northville High School band.
That was nice.
And they used to play down here on the hill.
Mm-hmm. And it was all vacant then?
It was all vacant.
Mm-hmm.
It was park.
Oh. Uh-huh.
See, there wasn't no road down there. They used to go right down the park, and there's that creek, and the boys used to go fishing down there.
Oh, they caught fish in there
mm-hmm.
then. Did
they
fish there now?
No, because it's polluted from the factory there.
Oh, I see.
So.
Okay. Well, now, you said you were in the PTA, and were there any things going on then, like, you remember that they were promoting or doing at the time?
I can't remember much then. I didn't go to much then, having
uh-huh.
six children.
Yes, you were pretty busy.
And I know down here wasn't no racetrack, it was Northville Fairgrounds.
Oh.
We used to have a fair down here every year.
Every year. And that was fun to go to.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
Did your children, did they have proms and things like
oh,
that?
Yeah.
Special things
All
then?
Of them did.
Uh-huh. They all went to the school.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was thinking, like during, when you first came here, like in Northville, did they have the library and places
yes.
like that?
They had a library. It was on Wynn Street in the old white building that they moved to the historical center.
To Mill Pond?
Uh-huh.
Oh. And which corner was that on Wynn Street?
It was on Wynn Street, almost across from, almost across from the police. Or the fire, whatever, on the corner.
Where
the
Mag
department.
Building is now?
Uh-huh. That's where the library was.
Do you know if the library was in any other building before that?
No, I can't remember.
I remember that.
We moved here, that's where it was.
Mm-hmm. And all the stores, like, were already built on Main Street?
Yes, but there was a lot more of them.
Not more than now?
A lot more. There used to be on this end from where the insurance company is, there was a Hills Meat Market, an old-fashioned, they called Hills Meat Market, and then Rathburn's had the Chevrolet Garage there.
Uh-huh.
There was a lot more this way.
Like west of Center Street.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And when did those come down and the houses built?
Oh,
because there are a lot of old homes there.
I know. Them homes are still there, but there was houses, too, on the east side of the street.
I see.
Them are all gone. And there used to be houses where Mags is. There were all houses along there.
All in there.
Uh-huh.
I was just thinking now, like, there's an old train station that looks like down by Parmenas. You know, the mill down there, side of the mill. Did you used to get a train there?
No, the train was over, you know, where the spring is.
Yes.
Right up there was a train station. We used to take the train.
And that's gone now?
Yes, that's gone.
Well, what did they have down by Parmenas, that station down there? What was that, a loading dock, something like that?
I don't ever remember anything being there. The only thing I remember being there is the lumber mill.
Maybe that's where they unloaded the lumber.
I think so, because there was another lumber mill beside the one that's there on the other side of the road.
I see. Was Parmenas always Parmenas or another name? Do you know?
No, that was Parmenas as long as I know.
Uh-huh. Okay. When did they first start that? Before you came here?
Yes. That was there before I ever came
and
here.
And it was always beside there or what?
I think it was cider.
Always cider.
As long as I knew it was cider anyway.
Because they have such a crowd coming down there. Yeah. I was trying to think of some other older places here that you might know about or something that has been taken down that was here before.
The rest home on Main Street was Atchison's Hospital.
Oh, uh-huh.
That was Atchison's Hospital.
And that's the closest hospital to where at that time? Where was no other close one around here?
No. St. Mary's wasn't here.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have to either go to Ann Arbor or way down to Providence or somewhere.
Oh, that was
wasn't any, yeah. any hospitals here.
And well, how big a hospital was this?
Oh.
Did they have, say, 10, 20, 30 rooms or what?
Probably about 10 or 12 rooms, that's all. It was just in a house.
And they had an operating room?
Yes.
They could operate there and everything. Did they have Well, I know they had a police department then.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's see, I'm trying to think where the police department was. It wasn't where it is now. There used to be a big old building on the corner.
Uh-huh.
And the police department was there. Then when we moved here, Turnbulls used to live next door.
Uh-huh.
And Mrs. Reed used to live on this side. You probably heard of Mrs. Carlson in town. They lived across the street. Dr. Eastland lived down here. The barber, Jack Gray, lived next. Mr. Higgins, he lived on the next corner. And I'm the only one of the old ones left on this
that
street
is still
now.
Here.
Uh-huh.
And is this the section that they call the historic section?
I don't know if they do or not.
Uh-huh.
But I know my husband told me when he was young, this down here, this was Mill Street. It wasn't
oh.
Fairbrook, and down there was water. They called it the Mill Pond down there then.
And what did
it was
they
all
have
water.
Down there?
I don't know.
Is that where the racetrack is? It was a pond?
Yeah, where the barns are.
Where the barns
down
are, it was
the bottom
a pond.
Of the hill was all water, he said. See, I don't remember
uh-huh.
that.
And they've channeled that underground
uh-huh.
now.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. And is there any Mill Street anymore?
No.
Mill Street.
One over in Plymouth, but not here. They changed this then in later years to Fairbrook.
Was Northville Road always Northville?
Northville, Plymouth, yeah. As long as I know.
And then it changed in the Mill Street as it got over in Plymouth.
Mm-hmm.
At Northville.
There's a Mill Street over in Plymouth.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So.
Let's see. What are you... Your husband was with the parks and recreation. Now your children live here, and they are all in. Are they busy for themselves? Or they work for somebody? Or
well, one son worked for the Bell telephone company, and he retired, and he's moved up to Everett, a place called Everett.
Uh-huh.
And one daughter lives over on Novi Street. And Shirley Mapes, my daughter, lives just one block from here.
You can see
around
them
the corner.
Often, yes.
And I have a son living in Plymouth,
uh-huh.
and a son living in Northville out in Salem Township, but he has a Northville address.
When your children were growing up, was there anything catastrophic that happened? Any flood? Fire, anything like that?
Well, the Northville High School burned.
And that's why they built the new one?
Yes, they built a new one.
Uh-huh.
And the kids, when they went to school, the grade school, I can't remember if that burned. I was just trying to think why they went to, some went to school in the bank, some went to Rathburn's Garage. Could be that burned too, but I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I got a book that tells everything in there.
All your memories in your book.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
Would you want to stop the tape a minute and glance through that and see if it sort of jogs some memory about something?
Well, I can't remember much more. I've read the book and I've told you about
it's
in the book too.
Okay. Well, I was just trying to think of something that might jog a memory that, you know, you'd never think about, but when you get to talking about things,
I just remember one time
uh-huh.
when the plane fell in Northville.
A plane?
Uh-huh. And the pilot, he ejected himself, and we see this man, we were coming from Plymouth over the park, we see this man. When we got to North Hill, we see the smoke, and there used to be a policeman named Mr. King on Katy, and the plane fell in their backyard.
Was anyone injured?
Well, I think one of their boys was. Fell right in the backyard.
That was quite
It fell thing. Right close to the school. But the school had just left out and everybody's gone home. If it would have fell there, but it fell right next door in their front yard.
Now, was that when your children were real little? Or
no, older? They were bigger. They probably were 10, 12.
That was quite a thing.
But that's all I can remember of sighting around here.
Yeah. Do you ever hear of any Indian mounds around here?
No.
They ever talk about anything like that?
No.
No?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Not here.
Okay, now, I was just thinking, maybe we could think about how people dressed and what they did back then. Like on Sunday, most everyone went to church back then, didn't they?
We went to church. You always wore a dress. You never wore slacks.
Oh.
They didn't have them then. You wore a hat in the Catholic Church. Now they don't.
They don't wear hats.
Have to do it, and they wear slacks now.
And you wore gloves.
Yeah, I used to wear gloves.
And how about the children? Did they have, did they sit with the parents in church?
Oh,
or
yes.
Did they have their own little section?
No, they sat.
Right with the parents.
With us. See, I went to Catholic Church, and my husband went to the Lutheran Church. Here in Norfolk. When we first came here, the Catholic Church was a little white building.
Where was this
little
situated?
Train building, right where it is now, up there. Right where it is now. And the Lutheran Church was a white building, but that's...
Is that the same
all
place?
All brick now.
Oh, okay.
That's where my husband went.
Well, isn't there a Lutheran Church over there in town that's white?
That's Baptist.
Baptist
is white.
Oh, okay.
Lutheran Church is brick now.
Okay. And they just enlarged it. They didn't move it or anything.
No, they just enlarged it. And where the Allen Terrace is, that was a sanitarium, East Lawn Sanitarium.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was a big, big white building, big white hospital.
East Lawn, I never have even heard of that
East
name.
Lawn Sanitarium was there.
Now, when did they take that down?
Well, let's see. How long?
That was sort of up away from town, wasn't it?
Up it was on
up on
that hill.
Yeah.
It Senior Citizens Building must have been there at least 11 years now.
Let's see. So they tore it down and then built there. Well, now, did they have any patients then?
Yes.
Or they transferred it somewhere, them somewhere
they,
else?
Well, they didn't have so many left anymore because, you know...
The medication.
They didn't have so much TB.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big place, big white building, old.
Well, now, did they also have Mayberry out here?
Yes, they had Mayberry.
At the same time as they had
both of them.
East Lawn, is it?
East Lawn it was.
East Lawn.
And they had Mayberry, too.
Well, then they must consider the air out here was very good for you.
I think
out
so.
Out the country air, no.
Lots
of farms.
So. Yeah.
Oh. Well, then they kept the Mayberry long after East Lawn.
Yes. Mayberry, I think so. I don't know how long that's been gone.
It's just been gone maybe...
Not too long.
Not too long. Well, they closed up both of them then. And they had the senior citizen building up
there.
Yeah,
Allen Terrace, they call it. That's for seniors.
That's nice.
Uh-huh.
And they built some other homes up in there now too, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
I
it
think
looks like
they
perched right on the hill.
I think they built more.
Oh, you had a good turnout though at church back then.
Oh yes, the little church used to be full.
Did you have any dinners? Our people go there for potluck?
No, they didn't. They didn't seem
like
to do that very much. But like I say, if they did, I never went much because I went. Surely my youngest got six. I went to work.
You were busy when you got home.
So
well, did they have many restaurants in Northville then?
Yes, I think they had as many as they have now, maybe more.
Are they the same ones as they have now or different?
Well, where McKinnon's is, that was Old Mill.
Old Mill Restaurant.
That was a real popular place.
Was it a real nice restaurant, like, you know, upper?
No, it was...
Just a regular restaurant.
It was nice. Everybody could afford to go
That's
there.
That's what I was wondering. Right. Okay. And then that was the only one there, Old Mill, before McKinnon's.
Well, that McKinnon's is where the Old Mill was. And then across the street, alongside of Brader's, there used to be a little one called Ware's Kitchen.
And was that... Real small?
That was small.
Uh-huh.
And then down this end of town was one where a lady named Mrs. Humphrey run it.
And that was...
Way down on this end.
That
and
was
you know where the old hotel is?
West of Center Street?
Uh-huh. You know where the old hotel
is? Yes.
Well, it was still west of that. There,
down.
It's tore down. There was a restaurant there.
And did they have
then they had a bowling alley
right
across
there.
The street from it, and they used to have a little restaurant in there.
My goodness.
So.
Well, then it was enough people to keep mm-hmm. them all going. Mm-hmm. Yes. Did they have a restaurant where Crawford's is now?
No.
No.
No, it wasn't.
That was
no
just
restaurant.
A store there.
It was, see, what was beneath there? I know above used to be a lady did hair. I think under was a real estate office, I'm quite sure.
Uh-huh. Was the drugstore always there on
yes,
that corner?
Yes, that was, on each corner was a drugstore.
Oh.
On the corner Center Street and way down there was a drugstore.
Where the band shell is now is
uh-huh,
also
that
the drugstore
still was
there.
A drugstore.
And they kept them both going?
Mm-hmm.
Then it was a good-sized town back
it
then.
Yes, it was quite big.
And quite active.
Mm-hmm.
And quite eating out.
Yes, if,
it
you,
like.
If you could afford it.
Yes, if you could afford it, right.
Them days, everything was cheaper, but you didn't have the money.
You didn't
like
have
you
as
did
much
now.
Money, no.
No so.
Well, now, it's when you started working in, like, you know, you're working to help the war effort and all. Did you eat out more?
No, no.
You still came home and still had to fix the meals? Okay. Well, you kept busy.
I kept busy.
Yeah. That's good for you, right? let's see. Well, how about down where the Ford plant was? What was there then before that? Just the pond?
I believe I couldn't really tell you. I heard my husband say something.
That was there before that.
I can't tell you. I know there was a creamery in town, but I don't know just where it was. If it was there, or I don't know. I can't tell you.
Did they, do you have any streetcars?
Yes, but when we moved here, they were gone already. They didn't have many more.
But they used to have them before that. Down the center of Main Street?
Yes, he said it used to come up and turn around. in the middle of Main Street.
And it came from where, Detroit?
From Farmington, maybe.
Oh, Farmington.
Come from Detroit out to Farmington and then over to Northville.
Well, then, back then, there was a lot bigger distance between Farmington and here, in Plymouth and here. Yeah. It wasn't as built up here.
No, no.
Did the train tracks always come along?
Yeah, it's right where they are now.
Oh, yes.
They were there. You could get on that train and go to Lansing any place, but they don't have it no more.
No. You can catch a train, though, in Plymouth now, can't you? That's the only place around here I know of.
I think.
Amtrak can go someplace, I think, but I'm not sure.
But I don't know for sure either. My grandson goes to Lansing a lot, but he has to go to Ann Arbor to catch the train.
Oh.
So I don't think it stops in Plymouth no more.
It doesn't stop anymore, right. But now, when you were working, now the first time you started working, like you said, during the Depression, now were your children old enough to sort of look after themselves?
Well, my husband used to work afternoons,
mm-hmm.
and he was
and so it worked out fine.
Yeah.
He'd be home when
uh-huh.
you were gone.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Well, you were really helping the war effort,
yeah.
too, then.
But I didn't go to work no place till my youngest was 6 years old.
Uh-huh.
Seeing that my oldest, she's 8 years older, so she was 14 then.
So they have pretty good
uh-huh.
space between them, right? Now, how many grandchildren do you have?
Oh, I got 17 grandchildren and 15 great-grandchildren.
Oh, wonderful. Wow.
I just had a great-granddaughter get married.
Oh, my goodness. A great-granddaughter
uh-huh.
get married?
Got married. Yeah.
Gee, that is... Then all your grandchildren are grown, too.
Well, the youngest one of the grandchildren's 18.
Just about grown.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She graduated last June.
Wow.
So.
You have to get your list out when you start naming all of them, don't you?
I tell you. Christmas. We always have Christmas here.
And you all get
uh-huh.
Oh,
I open the
nice.
Porch and we put a heater out there at Christmas and we have potluck. I fix the meat and they bring everything else.
That's great. That's just great. Now, when did you first start your own traditions? Like, when did you start? Like, when the kids were little?
Oh, yes.
Did the grandparents come? Or did you go to the grandparents' house?
At first, we went to my mother's.
And she lived well?
Over at Plymouth.
Oh, close.
Uh-huh. And then when we had them, well, then we just had always our own Christmas. Because, see, my mother had a lot more grandchildren. Because she had, there was 10 of us.
Lots of fun.
Uh-huh. But then when we got our children, why, we always, every year we'd have Christmas set.
Yes. And
that's,
you started your own traditions.
Uh-huh.
Okay, then after your children got married, then they came back here.
Mm-hmm. They all come
and
here.
And they still
every
come
Christmas.
Back.
They all come.
That is great.
See,
well,
my husband's mother and father, one died 1 year after we were married, and then the next year his mother died.
So you didn't
so
have
our
grandparents
kids don't
on
know.
That side. Now,
and
on your side, did your dad live very long?
He lived, well, he's been dead 18 years and my mother 17 years.
Then they lived a good long time.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
He was
86. Your children were growing
mm-hmm.
up. Well, then that made it nice. They had grandparents on one side of and you have any family here?
You mean my
your
sisters?
Sisters or brothers?
Oh, yes, yes.
So you have them sort of
they're
around?
All around me.
Oh, my. That is so fortunate.
Yeah. two live in Plymouth.
Uh-huh.
My one sister lives right over here on Lake Street.
Yeah. So you can see her often.
My other sister lives out on Chump Road. She's a widow now.
That's a good little drive. Mm-hmm. You drive?
Oh, yes. I drive all those things.
Well, you just keep that up.
I hope I can.
Right. Right. Well, did anything big happen like in your family when you were growing up?
No.
Like when your brothers and sisters?
No. Nothing that I can remember.
You were just all busy.
We lived on a farm and we had to work every day.
Your dad farmed the farm?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So.
Did you help your mom can?
No.
Didn't can any?
She did all that. We had to work in the field.
Oh, okay. So she did the canning.
She did that.
That's a job, too. Did you do canning as your children were?
Oh, I do it now. This summer I made chili sauce, I canned tomatoes. I have my own little garden.
That's great. Oh, you got your garden in the back.
Uh-huh.
I bet you've always had a garden.
Yes, always had a garden here. When we first moved here, it was a big red barn here.
Was it on your property?
Mm-hmm. See, when we first moved here, our property went way back to the next street.
All
these houses went way back.
Uh-huh. What, you have an acre or something?
It wasn't quite an acre.
Oh.
But it was big, and we sold, for my husband, about 5 years before he died, he sold the back off because some people wanted to buy.
We didn't need it all.
So somebody has built a house back there now. So
I see you're still quite active. Your leaves are all raked up.
Well, my grandson did that.
Oh, how nice.
He did it last night.
They pick them up at the curb.
Mm-hmm.
You play the organ?
Oh, I play a little. Not much.
Do you play for your own amusement?
Uh-huh. I play by number on the...
Oh, that's nice. I didn't know, maybe I thought you might
have
played
at Sunday
school or someplace like that.
No, my grandchildren, they play. So.
That makes it nice, Wow. Can you think of anything else that you
might... I can't think of anything.
Jog some kind of memory there.
Think of nothing more.
You were always real good. Never got a ticket?
No.
My goodness,
never
driving all this
ticket.
Time and you didn't
I got
get a
one,
ticket.
But I wasn't driving.
Oh, you were sitting.
I went to the dime store in Plymouth.
Parked.
I come out and I the dime store be in the corner, and I see it turn right when I come out, and the policeman was right there, and he gave me a ticket, and I said, that just turned.
I know.
And he said, well, somebody has to pay our light bill. That's the only one I ever got.
Happened to me one Christmas. I came out, I was looking for shoes, and I came out, and there was a policeman writing a ticket. I had parked a little over time, and I'm running along, but I didn't get there in time.
Well, I see the turn, that's what got me.
Yeah, it wasn't quite fair. You were almost on time.
I know.
Oh, yes,
I like to drive. Like 2 years ago, I drove to Florida.
All by yourself?
Well, my sister went.
She's a widow.
But this fall yet, I intend to drive up north if the weather stays good.
You have relatives up there?
Well, there's a mailman who used to live here.
Uh-huh.
And he retired and he moved
up there.
Up there. So I intend to drive up and see him if the weather stays good.
Nice. Yes. Well, you better go pretty soon.
I'm going pretty soon.
Even maybe this week.
Well,
with all this nice weather.
Tomorrow I'm going down to Warren to see my cousin.
Oh.
My dad's
Now, when I talked to you, you said you were home every day.
Well,
now look at you, you're just going all the time.
But she's like my husband. She'll be 89 her birthday. My husband has a sister who was just 90, the only one left in his family. She was 90 in August.
I think you all have good genes.
I guess must have.
Yes. That's wonderful.
So.
Wow. Well, let's see how we're doing there. I think we've almost covered half of it there.